what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
I'm Rob. Hey, so we got Jay Willie back in the studio.
Hey.
And we're just going to hang out. The three of us are just going to hang out and have a little bit of bro time.
With you, the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with them, with you, the listeners.
And us.
And are we going to be here, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought we already established that we're going to be here.
I didn't know that.
I wanted here. To double establish, so there was no confusion.
Okay.
Reestablish?
Double establish.
I'm confused.
Double establish.
Oh, establish. Words.
Yeah. So what's
up? We all know Mike's good at that whole wordsing thing.
Oh, yeah, dude. Words are my thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, give us some words. But you got to flow them out. Flow the words out. No, don't look at that. I want you to flow like you free write.
I imagine a land with socks. Socks that cover socks. And inside those socks that cover the socks are baby birds. And those baby birds poop out other baby birds named Tesla. And they all chirp harmoniously to each other about Brooke and Samuel and Thomas. They're the Easter secret fairies of Wonderland magic poop dogs. And the poop dogs can't poop because they are poop. And they can't disperse of themselves because then they would take away a little piece of who they are.
And you're done.
can we edit that part out? Because I don't want my name attached to that.
I don't want my name attached to that either.
I've already edited it out mentally.
Okay, so here we go. So what's up, guys?
Now, what are we going to talk about today? I thought you had an idea.
I thought maybe we could just talk about weird interactions we've had with people, or just interactions in general. I think that'd be an easy flow conversation.
Yeah, I'm down for that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know.
But you got to start, though.
I'll start with the most recent.
Okay.
Today.
This doesn't have anything to do with like a gay time traveling roller skater, does it?
Not this time.
Okay.
No, I was just kind of frustrated because I like to go to the barbershop, like most manly men, get my hair cut.
Your hair did?
Yeah. And the last like 9 times I've went, my normal barber hasn't been there.
That's always a sad experience.
So my haircuts haven't been what I want them to be lately. They've been turned off. Turned out weird.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, dude, it's bad. Like, they're bad. But anyway, one of them was like an older guy who like was really old school and told old school style jokes, but said it in a low volume. So it's hard to hear it, but you know, if he repeats it, it's going to be bad anyway. So you just like fake laugh.
So you can't remember any of them? Cause I really wanted to hear one.
No, it's like, you know, the old people jokes, like, you know, just not.
Tell me an old people joke.
Yeah. Tell us an old people joke.
I don't know. I couldn't know how to hear him. I just fake laughed through it. You know, back in my days, when I was getting in, I was in high school, and that was a long time ago. And there was just, hearing aids turned on. Yeah, I know what you mean. I got you, Gramps.
And he told you, what, like 4 of those?
Yeah, it was really awkward. But I don't know.
Not as awkward as your haircut.
No, dude, my haircut's bad. I'm so glad this is just audio.
What if he listens and he knows who you are?
He probably can't hear it anyway. He would turn it on and be like, what? What is this?
That sounds like a fun interaction.
It wasn't. It sucked. I'm really frustrated about it. There's nothing funny about it. I'm really mad because people see me. And one of the first things they see, other than my dazzling smile, is my hair.
Your stunning blue eyes.
Yeah. At least in the top 5 things they see is my hair, and my hair looks like crap.
Well, it is winter. You could wear a hat.
Yeah.
You know what? He has a point.
But, you know, my luscious layers are not, you know.
Your luscious locks?
Yeah, they're not. They're part of my persona, you know what I mean? My good hair.
You need a lot longer hair if you want layers, I'm saying.
Dude, I got layers. Look to the side. Look.
You shouldn't
it's almost
layers.
Like a natural feathering.
I think those layers are uneven. You need to go back to that barber and tell him to straighten them out.
I'll tell him, and he'll just be like, what? Anyway, actually, speaking of old people, I do have a long history of assaulting elderly women with my farts.
Hold on. How long of a history?
Oh, well, throughout the course of 3 or 4 years, there's been instances where... The most recent one, I was at the hospital.
You didn't shart on any of these women, did you?
No, my sharting days are behind me.
Literally.
But anyway, so I got on the elevator. I thought it was safe to fart.
Oh, no. And it was, dude, that's never a good place to fart ever.
Dude, it was like the midnight shift. I didn't in the hospital. I was up there. And
that's taking a risk, bro.
Yeah, and I was trying to gain weight, so I was eating all kinds of crazy stuff. My farts were warm and just dangerous all around. You know those ones where every time you check, just to make sure you push your back of your pant leg against your butt cheek to make sure there's nothing oozing back there. Well, anyway, so I let someone rip. It was so disgusting. And the next floor opens up, and then this is all early. She gets in there. You know people that are always polite no matter what?
Right.
Yeah, her face was not displaying that.
Oh,
you could tell she was holding in anger.
Did she, like, she was like, angry, but she'd look at you
and
these
might be my last moments on Earth.
But did she, like, turn to you and, like, kind of give you that smile? Like, I know it was you.
No, she was just angrily, in a very angry way, just looked down at the ground.
So can you tell us what was going through your head at this time?
Shame. Shame.
Were you looking at the ground too?
Yeah.
How many times did you glance over at her?
Oh no, I avoided eye contact at all costs. I just looked over at first and seen the anger in her eyes and her old beady eyes. She's probably seen a lot of, you know, horrible things in her life. And you think she'd have a, towards the end of it, she'd have moments of peace and respect from people, but
nope, not when she's in the elevator with you.
Nope. And then there was another incident about 2 years ago. I was in Walmart and I farted so many times at Walmart, they would stick up the whole aisle and Cindy would, or hey girl would like just leave me and be like, you know, go shopping by yourself. Every bulk cycle, man, I'm telling you. Well, then all of a sudden there's another elderly lady and she's like, and you just see her face. She's just like, I've never seen an elderly woman move so fast through the frozen, through any situation.
Did she do some parkour to get over like a couple grocery carts and run up the side?
She could have hurt herself. She was pushing that cart pretty hard.
So no parkour to get away from your farts.
No.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
I was hoping that story was going to have some kind of athleticism in it.
Well, maybe if I was salting like athletic people with my farts. I don't know.
So speaking of old people, if we're going to talk about old interactions, I used to deliver oxygen, right? And one of my patients had a pretty good relationship with, and we joke around with, and I was talking to him about my kids, and at the time they were pretty young, and he was like, yeah, they're pretty hard to take care of at that age, right? And I'm like, yeah, but I love them to death. And he starts laughing so hard that he can't breathe. He's already on oxygen, right? So he reaches over to his oxygen machine and turns it up. And he's still just coughing and coughing and can't breathe because he's laughing so hard. He ends up getting his nebulizer and, like, taking a nebulizer treatment so he can breathe. I almost killed this guy.
Sounds like some Star Trek stuff.
Hand me the nebulizer.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what a nebulizer is?
Yeah, it just sounds Star Trek-y.
It mm-hmm. does kind of. It no. does sound a little Star Trek-y.
Nebula. It's a laser gun. Cleared up the sciences with the laser blast.
Future medical technology, man. We're making advancements.
The future is now.
Actually, here's something that's really weird. So my cousin, he married a woman who has this aunt. Aunt.
Aunt?
Aunt. She doesn't have an aunt. She has an aunt. Anyway, so
I think I'm following what you're saying.
Dude, oh, why do I do these tired? So she has this weird, every once in a while in life, you'll hear something so strange that it actually will stick with you forever. You know, you hear, you know, this was on that plane of just absolutely so strange that there's not a lot that it's in its own category, even though it is a poop story. It's a unique poop story. This woman is obsessed with collecting turds in Tupperwares.
What?
Every turd she has ever had in the last, she has an extra room in her house, I guess, and her whole basement is stacked with Tupperwares with turds in it.
Why?
I don't know. I've met this woman, dude, and she looks freaky. Like, she has that look in her eyes like something's wrong with her, and there is. She keeps poop in Tupperware in her basement.
Did you guys,
in her basement,
did
in
you
her
guys
third,
talk? How'd you know that she did that?
Because my cousin told me. And then his wife confirmed it. And then when I met her, I was like, oh, this looks like a woman that would do that.
Does she have it set up for like a museum so people can go down and like look at it?
No, I don't know, because you can't really explain.
She's like, over here we have spaghetti and meatballs. Over here.
This poop is asparagus, a concentration. It's like wine, you know.
Salmon and asparagus.
This is a 5-year-old turd with the
We like to pair this with a dry white wine.
I just feel like that'd be
dry red turd.
A lot of money on Tupperware.
That's true.
Hey, you know, people got their hobbies, man. If they're all about it, they'll invest the free money in it.
Mm-hmm. That's so gross.
Dude, but why? You know?
Dude, I was watching...
Maybe at one point she didn't have a toilet.
And then just stuck with it. She's like, yeah. I've already started doing it. I might as well continue. But hold on. Here's my question, though. Does she poop directly into the Tupperware or does she scoop it out of the toilet?
I'm never there for this.
And if she scoops that out of the toilet, does she strain the water out of it? Does she use a strainer?
We need to bring her on as a guest and ask her to explain the process.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is something that we should do is find
What if she has an awesome reason for it?
Okay, all right. I want you to give me any kind of reason that you think would be an awesome reason. Give it to me right now.
I don't know. Maybe she's way beyond us. We think she's some nut job, but she's actually doing something crazy with these turds.
She's saving it because in the future it's going to be currency when the aliens take over.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
She's investing in herself.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess it's the best you can come up with, but because it's nuts.
Can you imagine how many pounds of poop that is?
Dude, can you imagine?
It really makes you think about how much you've eaten and pooped out your whole life. You imagine she years probably knows. Worth of Tupperware full of poop in your basement.
What if there was an earthquake?
Can you imagine it being a finished basement with an entertainment center and a gym, and then one half of it is just Tupperware with little pathways and stuff through stacks of it?
Down there, you know, the entertainment system is made out of stacks. And the couch is just made out of little, stacks of Tupperware.
Like a little recliner made out of stacks of Tupperware.
She's probably got storage units just full of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to think of all the poops you have. I mean, I've had poops that I'm kind of proud of, and I'll be like, man, I wish I had my phone with me, and I want to take a picture of it and send it to my wife so she'll get mad at me. But, God, man, I bet she doesn't even have a top 10. She might have a top 10 turd list. But
do you think she...
I bet she keeps accountability log of all her turds.
Do you think she organizes them according to, date? Does she catalog them?
I'm sure she's got some kind of professional,
She has, the Dewey Decimal System for her poops.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry. I had to talk about that because I thought that was a strange interaction when I met that woman after hearing about it. Because I couldn't keep a straight face. oh, poop lady.
So you said you met her?
Yeah, I met her.
Where? When and where?
At my cousin's, might have been a baby shower.
So whenever she leaves, she's like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. Do you think she has Tupperware in her purse with her?
I would imagine. I mean, I doubt you're gonna let some go if you're that obsessive about keeping all your poops.
If she's not at home.
Yeah.
She's out with people and she's like, yeah, I gotta go.
Could you imagine if you found everybody her purse if she left? Hey, babe, you left her.
But everybody in the group knows that she's going in there to trap it in her.
Yeah.
That's something that I think you would keep a secret.
Well, I'm sure. What's a secret that gets out?
Imagine her at a restaurant, right? She goes to the bathroom. She comes back. She's like, hey, guys, I got this one. She puts a purse in her lap. She puts the Tupperware on the table right in the middle of the restaurant. Gets her little wallet out. Hey, I got this, guys. Forgets it there.
Everybody's showing off.
Man, you forgot your to-go box.
I bet she even has Facebook posts with them. People do with their kids and stuff.
That's her profile picture.
I birthed this one today.
That's insane. There's probably head trauma involved in that one.
Butt trauma.
That's weird. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
Don't be sorry, man. That was a good story.
Continue.
I keep trying to think of interactions that I've had, but I'm kind of drawing a blank.
Well, there's one guy that I thought was really strange, and I'm going to try to explain him to the best of my ability. But when I was in the military, about my second year in, I was on shore duty.
Sure you were.
Yeah, sure I was. Oh, now you're using puns.
Yeah.
It's Matt Meaford every episode. Anyway.
I'm in a weird mood.
So we called him Jonesy. His last name was Jones because, of course, in the military, you use the last name basis as your first name. Well, anyway, one day he was really weird and quiet. And he would just kind of stare at people. But, you know, some people are just socially weird. You don't really know how weird they are until you get to know them.
Oh, that's just Jonesy.
Yeah. So one day we invited him out to go, out on the night on the town with the guys, you know. So we go to pick him up, and he's wearing, the exact same thing you would put together in your mind if you were to imagine a serial killer or the Columbine shooter or something, some long trench coat.
Glasses.
Oh, yeah, but chains all over everything and spikes. And he had crazy makeup, but not a lot, but it was subtle, but it's why is it there? You know what I mean?
So and, is this like the first time you guys hung out with him, like outside
of work? Because you can't wear that stuff in uniform. Like,
yeah, black fingernail polish.
Yeah. Oh, I know he did it on like one finger on each hand.
That means weird. He murdered somebody.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, this is military. But anyway, so we're out there. We're sitting at the table. We got our drinks and our food and stuff. And he would just interrupt the conversations with the most irrelevant, weird stuff. Like, yeah, kids love that stuff. I'm like, what? Yeah. And then, like, as the conversation goes on, he'd always interrupt with really weird statements. And then, so when the night ended, we were just like, well, that was a weird experience. But, you know, at least we got out and got to know what this guy's about.
Right.
So I thought it was over. So now that he got comfortable with us, he friended us in his version of friendship, which means he got weirder with us. So at work, one time, I was, we had this ladder inside the warehouse, and it was like a old school cheap ladder, but it went way up there. I mean, it was a long ladder to the top of this warehouse, and
so it was like a Dollar General style ladder for like the kiddie table.
Made of wood. It was crazy. But anyway, he like holds it against the wall so I can go up to the top of the space and get some flak vest out and stuff as we were cleaning out the warehouse. And so I get to the very top. I was like, you know, you hold the ladder for me, I'm gonna go up there. He's like, yeah. And then so I get up there, and as soon as I get to the top, he starts shaking it and like wiggling his butt. And I look down, I'm like, dude, Jonesy, stop. Stop. And he's like, heh. And at this point, I don't trust the stability.
Right.
And then it gets worse whenever he looks at me and it stops dancing and then goes and changes his voice like this and goes, you are the enemy. And then starts shaking him. I'm like, what? He's like, my God told me to kill you. And I go, dude, stop. And not even smiling, dude, just like straight face. And he starts shaking the ladder, and then he like almost like air humps behind it and starts shaking it. And then
what the crap, dude?
And then as soon as I get down the ladder, he just like, he as soon as I get to the very bottom, he's like, yeah, okay. Do you need anything else? And then walks away. And I went and told Chief, I was like, dude, do not hand this guy a gun. Even though we're in a warehouse full of ordnance and guns and... It was, I don't know, that dude was weird.
That's really messed up. It sounds like he's like possessed by something.
Dude, or something. I don't know. This dude, I would like to get a room. We should figure out the weirdest people we've met and bring them all on here and have an episode with Jonesy, the poop Tupperware lady. We'll even bring that old guy from the they used to deliver oxygen to. I'll bring the old barber.
You want me to? He did die.
Well, then you better.
You better go dig him up and bring him.
Do some magic, bro.
That was the...
Maybe Jonesy can bring him back. I bet he's into that. What's it called?
Necromancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 years of delivering auction. That was the one time I cried about a patient dying. That was yeah. Close to that one.
Well, I'm going to drop the bringing back the dead jokes then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, weird. So we're not bringing him.
No, can't bring him.
But the other ones. I bet Jonesy and Tupperware Lady, that'd be a cool crew to take out.
Just what we need to do is like get them having a conversation and then we step out of it and just let them talk back and forth.
Throw Mike in there.
Yeah, we're just going to make you do it.
All right. Sounds good. I'll organize this.
You know what? If we do go out and get like randos to come in on the show, we are not doing it at my house. We're going to do it at like McDonald's or something, some random place where we can actually set up and record.
Yeah,
out in the park.
I kind of like the idea of us bringing in homeless people, just some randoms.
Yeah, and let them tell their story.
Yeah, because I guarantee if you bring in five homeless people, one of them's going to be out of their mind at least.
So in Michael's, his facts and his statistics, one in every five person is out of their, one in every five homeless person is out of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
I could probably see that. I can get behind that.
I'm just saying.
I hear like 60% of statistics are made up on the spot.
I see what you did there. And I liked it.
It took me a second to get it because I was thinking about something else. And then all of a sudden it hit me.
Yeah, you know what else is weird is those dudes that date dolls in Japan.
You know, I heard about that. But I've never met one because I guess probably because I haven't been to Japan.
Yeah, so I guess I heard there's like dudes that actually have their own apartments with these dolls.
Like they split the rent and stuff?
Like but they're like relationships. Like it's caused marital problems with people, with some of the women over, with the couples over there in Japan.
Well, hold up.
Because they're like super realistic and they're spending more time
with these dolls. So it's like a married person and they have a relationship with that doll.
Yeah, and they're not putting out to their wife because The doll never says no. Like, by the time you got home, the doll's already, you know. Full of love and interest, yes.
And actually, yeah, that's what I actually read an article on that. It was about three different guys, and two of them were married. And and one of them was talking about how the wife's like, you can't have the doll in the house anymore. So he started renting a second apartment, and that's where he would go after work most of the time.
Yeah, that's getting pretty extreme over there, dude. Like, I'm not making this up.
You know, like, the only experience I have from that, like, I mean, not personal experience, but, like, the only thing that I know about any of that is I saw it on a TV show one time. One of the characters was in a relationship with a body pillow.
Huh.
But I did see a show where this guy was dating a girl that was on his Nintendo DS. Like, it was a video game, and the girl was, like, you know, she was programmed to be his girlfriend. And he would, like, talk to her and, like, have dinner with her.
Love is love, bro.
Yeah, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't see that as being love, though, man. There's something wrong.
The way this country's going, I would not be surprised if there'll be a point where you can marry inanimate objects.
Well, what was it? Several years ago, who was it? Charles Barkley? No, what? Not Charles Barkley. What? Dennis Rodman. He married the city of Chicago.
Hmm.
You didn't hear about
that? That'd be awesome, because if you divorce it, you get half.
And he was the bride, right?
Yeah, I think he was wearing a wedding dress, if I remember correctly. So the only thing that I can think of, I'm trying to, like, you know, once you start remembering things, they just all start coming back.
Right.
So one of the only things that I can think of at the moment that I had a weird experience was actually, you know what? As I started talking about that, another one came back. I almost got in a fight with a guy. Okay. So the first one was I worked at this convenience store, and it was a convenience store gas station. Right across the street was Pepsi, a Pepsi factory. Bottling plant. And they, the guys would come over and they would all buy 5-hour energy all the time. So then it got to a point where the rules that they would give us in this convenience store were so vague that we weren't really sure how to take them. And they said only one person per group can buy one of these, 5-hour energy drinks. And I was like, okay, so does that mean, like, only one person who works in a building? 'Cause they're all together in a group. And my boss said yes. And I was like, okay. So one person from there came over and bought a 5-hour energy and left. Another one came over and wanted to buy it. And I was like, I can't sell it to you. And he, like, got in my face and was yelling and screaming. He was so upset. His eyes were watering. He's yelling and screaming at me because he wanted this 5-hour energy.
For your sake, I hope he was white.
He was white.
Okay.
But I told him, I said,
oh, it's because I'm fill in the blank. Whatever, non-white.
It's because
I can't sell this to you.
Well, it was ridiculous. Like, the rule was ridiculous, first of all. And it was like, he was so angry. And I kept telling him, I'm like, no matter how much you yell at me, you are not going to get this 5-hour energy. It's like, and I felt like a complete douche having to do that. But it's like, that was the rule at the place.
It sounds douchey. Well, because, like, for me, I'm a firm believer in your body is yours to destroy or preserve.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think any type of regulation by any company selling anything should. I mean, do they not like profit, or is it the store interference saying we don't like?
Well, that brings up a second, mm-hmm. a second story where we used to have this, we would sell ephedrine and it was somehow it was controlled and it was tracked, and you'd had to sign a register to say that you bought it, and you can only buy one box every 24 hours.
Mm.
So we had this guy that came in all the time, and he had a Florida ID all the time, and he would come in like 5 or 10 minutes before his 24 hours was over every single day and buy them.
See, all right, here's the problem with society today, right? All right, back in the day, through early humanity, when humans roamed the earth, the strong survived, passed on their genetics, the weak died and didn't reproduce. Now we're protecting the stupid. If you want to take 10 ephedrine and it kills you, that's on you, bro. At least you're not going to have 10 kids and you're going to raise to be stupid.
Well, it's not that they're taking the ephedrine. They're using it to go make meth.
Right. Which, you know, whatever, because I'm not going to do meth because I'm too smart to do meth. But if the dumb people are going to do it, let them wipe themselves out. That's less taxpayers' dollars we're putting to feed them or whatever, because, you know, F it, dude. It's your body, your heart. If you're going to live 20 years less, then F it.
That would be understandable if it only affected that one person.
and the people dumb enough to buy from them.
Right. Well, no, but I have a friend who used to work loss prevention at Kroger, and he said that the majority of the things that people would steal was medicine. Hmm. So he had a guy come in trying to steal some medicine, and this dude's big, like jacked. He's bigger than you. Like, he's built. And he ended up fighting this guy, this little teeny tiny scrawny little guy, for like, I think he said like 11 minutes. And he just fought and fought and fought and fought. And the guy wouldn't stop. So finally he picked him up by the back of his pants and smashed his face in the ground before he finally stopped.
Dude,
so like, people cracked out on meth.
But if you would just sell it to him, they wouldn't steal it. Problem solved.
Well, no, he didn't want to buy it. He just went into the store. I don't know what medicine he was stealing, but whatever it was, he was just trying to get away with it.
Oh, you mean, okay, they weren't denying it to him.
Right, he just went in and took it. He just tried to take it right off the shelf.
Gotcha.
But to continue with my one of my other stories, I almost got in a fight with this old guy because he had an attitude. Again, it was one of those dumb rules. At the place I used to work, there was a laundromat attached to it. And there was it was really icy outside one day on the sidewalk. So we had to close the door to the outside, but there wasn't a lock on it. So I put a wet floor sign in front of it. And, you know, I put a sign on it that said, this is closed. You know, don't go through here. So the guy kept going through and kept going through and kept going through. And it was my job to tell him to stop. I was like, you need to come through the store, because if you fall out here, you know, we're liable for it.
Right. Yeah.
And he kept doing it. I'm like, if you go through that door again, and he stopped, he looked at me and he's like, what are you going to do, a-hole? And I'm like, what, you want to fight me? Like, what is happening here? Cause he started walking toward me. I'm like, you don't want to fight me. and then I was like, I was going to say, I'm going to call the police. Like, you know, like you're supposed to do, but that was just one of my interactions. Like I almost had a fight with this guy because he wanted to walk through a specific door.
Yeah. So I mean, you never know from day to day what kind of interactions you're going to have with people. It's interesting for sure.
Right.
Sometimes.
All the time.
I guess that's one of the perks to keeping stupid people alive, is at least your life stays interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you on that. I believe in individual liberty, but you also have to take responsibility for what you choose to do.
Right. And
you should be allowed to choose to do whatever.
It's like the freedom
of not harming someone else.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's like the freedom of speech where everybody's like, I have the freedom of speech. You'd be like, yeah, but there's consequences to the stuff you say.
Exactly.
It's not freedom of speech without consequences. Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is off the popping ankle issue I had on that one episode.
That is true, dude. That lasted for like 10 minutes.
Dude, Jay, well, you missed that one. My ankle was popping so loud you could hear it through the mic, and it wouldn't stop for like 10 minutes. All you just hear is my ankle interrupting everybody.
Yeah, it was when Brett was trying to talk. He just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And then you apologized like 9 times.
Like, I'm sorry, it's my ankle. He's a d-. Well, actually, he's an ankle, but.
Did you just call your ankle a person?
I'm like, I'm sorry. Sorry, ankle. You deserve better than that.
Do you have any other stories?
Well, when I was in the Army, I was in the National Guard, but okay. I worked full time, and I worked in operations, and I had a fridge underneath my desk, right? And everything in that fridge was my lunch, or, you know, I had apple juice and stuff in there when I was, you know, I'd have like an apple juice and a granola bar for breakfast all the time. And then I'd bring my lunch, and the guy whose desk was right next to me would steal my lunch all the time.
Like, did you see him do it, or you just knew he was doing it?
I had an idea that he was the one doing it.
Okay.
Because he didn't ever go out to lunch.
What do people?
And he didn't bring his lunch.
What are people thinking?
But he was never hungry. So
the people who do that, they're like, what are they thinking?
Yeah, they're just thinking, well, he's going to bring lunch, and we'll take it. And he outranked me.
No, that's so what I'm like, saying. Like, what are they? What makes it okay in their mind just to take your food?
I don't know.
Every day. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I confronted him about it. I said, hey, you know, somebody's been stealing my lunch, and you're really the only one that doesn't leave or doesn't bring lunch. And he's like, no, it's not me, man. You know, so, and this is one of these guys that, you know, because he smokes, he feels like he should be allowed 12 cigarette smokes,
right,
you know, a day. It's like, I get my one break for lunch, and you get, you know, you're never here.
I used to complain about that all the time too. Yeah. They're like, well, you guys can take soda breaks. And I'm like, if I try to take one, you get mad at me.
Yeah. And, anyway, so, I knew that the only way that he was able to pull this off was if I had left to make copies down the hall or whatever. He had to have like darted into my fridge, ate as quick as he could, and then got back to his seat before I got back. Like, right. That's the only way, like, or I used the restroom or whatever.
Please tell me you caught him.
No. What happened was I made two identical sandwiches, except for one. I had went to the grocery store, Winco in Idaho, and I got this like ghost pepper chili sauce. Like it was like this ridiculous, like you put one drop in your entire thing of chili and nobody can eat it because it's too hot. Right.
This is how you know you've had the last straw. This dude's been doing this for a minute. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I mean, I never ate it afterwards. I threw it away afterwards. I didn't want it. But I put it all over like pretend like you're smothering ketchup all over your cheeseburger. Like,
oh, my Lord.
All over it. Right. And I put that one on top because it's not like someone's going to go in there and grab the bottom sandwich. So I put that one on top and, you know, I announced that I was going to use the restroom. Like, hey, I'm going to be a minute, man. I'm kind of having some gut problems. So like he knew I was going to be gone.
Right.
And I waited for the other two people in the office to take a smoke break together because they usually took a smoke break together because he was going to take a million that day.
Right.
So they left. I went to the bathroom and,
his ankle just popped really loud.
Sorry.
You're trying to get it to pop.
No, I'm not. I'm just doing it.
Anyway, so I go hang out in the bathroom for a while. And, you know, I just went in there and went pee and just hung out in there for a while.
Right.
And it didn't take me very long to hear a commotion outside because he tried to eat that whole thing and he almost got through it.
Oh, man. Before he realized what was going on.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's like freaking out. His whole face is red. And, you know, he's crying and snot and all this kind of stuff. And he's sitting there thrown up in his trash can.
Man, it's almost like you ate mace if you eat that
like,
much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, think about if someone ate Epicac at work. Oh. Like, he's just all in his trash can, right?
That's
like,
awesome.
He's freaking out. And
that's instant karma right there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, half-eaten sandwich on the floor between my desk and his desk. And so he gets sent home. Well, he gets taken to the hospital to see if he's okay.
Right.
And, you know, he gets off of work that day. And then the next day, I worked in, the headquarters troop. That's why I was working in operations. And I get called into the battalion commander's office, like the guy, the highest ranking guy there.
Right.
And, he's like, so I heard that, you poisoned one of your coworkers, you know? And I'm like, no, I didn't. And he's like, well, he was the one that the reason that he had to go to the hospital yesterday was because of something that you gave him. Right. I was like, no, he's been eating my lunch for a long time now. And I've told him, then I told the first sergeant and then I told the commander and none of them did anything about it. And so I made myself two sandwiches and one of them, I put this ghost pepper sauce on, you know, and I placed it right on top, you know, and just like always, I didn't allow him to get into my fridge and get my lunch, but you know, I went to the restroom and he decided that he was going to eat my sandwich as quick as he could. So he's like,
that's awesome.
And you're in here for that? And I'm like, well, I was told to come to your office. And he calls my captain on the phone and says, why is he in my office right now? Like he just ripped my CO apart. Like, I don't know what the hell you're thinking. Telling me that he poisoned him when he's been stealing his lunch. He shouldn't have been stealing. Like, so he stood up for me. I was like,
that's good.
Yeah.
Man. I bet you felt like you were like right on the edge of getting in trouble. And
oh,
like,
I thought I was in big trouble. But.
So, no, awful, technically, if you want to say poison, I poisoned myself and stole my sandwich.
Yeah. You're like, I made the sandwich for me. And then you just decided to eat it.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. You get cool points for burning that stuff.
That's one of those instant justice. Like that's when you, like you feel completely satisfied and just, you're just like, yes, he got what he deserved.
In that moment, you made the world a better place.
Right. Cause you don't
one have guy at a time,
one lunch stealer at a time. You know what? I actually did. I stole somebody's lunch one time. It was one of those things where I wasn't really feeling well. And I needed something to eat, you know, like your blood sugar's dropping or whatever. So I went down into the break room and I was looking through the refrigerators and freezers. And I was like, whatever I eat, I'm going to repay. I'm going to buy it. Like back for them because it was really late at night and I found these two frozen burritos and I was like, I'm going to eat those because I was like, they're easy to cook and I'm really starving. Like I don't feel good. So I ate them. And then like, I meant to buy the burritos and put it back. I was going to buy a whole 10 pack and put it in there, but I never bought them and put them back. And I feel like a complete loser now that I tell this story.
Maybe we should go back there and with the burritos.
I don't even know if that person still works there anymore. This is a long time ago.
I zoned out for that whole story. I was popping my ankle.
Oh, because you're trying to get it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it back up to where it was.
We're not going to talk about that kind of stuff anymore ever again for you. you don't have any idea what I just talked about?
Something about, let me do my best to repeat your story from what I
heard. I want it verbatim.
Okay.
And then later you can tell about this interaction.
Okay. So I'm Rob. I'm telling the story. Here we go. Well, I was hungry.
Hold on. Is that what I sound like to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I was hungry and I had the rumblies that only burritos could satisfy. So I went to the store where they sold burritos, grabbed a bag. It was a 12 pack of burritos, ultra chunky burritos.
Doing good so far.
Went to my house and started to cook them, and then I decided I did not want to cook them.
I think you're intentionally telling this story incorrectly.
No, I'm not. I'm guessing at this point. I really did zone out. So then I realized they were bad. So it's about too long. And then I brought them back to the store, but put them in the wrong section, and they got worse, and I felt bad about it. Now I feel really stupid telling the story. Boom. How close was I?
Dude, I would say it's 98% accurate.
Almost verbatim.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even you had the voice down and everything.
Yeah.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you what I said. You're going to have to wait until this is released and listen to it and see if you were right or not. Mm-hmm. Also, you're a jerk. But I still love you.
I was trying to make my ankle do Morse code.
What?
Yeah.
Do you even know Morse code?
I watch Stranger Things, man.
Yeah.
Hey, no spoilers. I haven't watched all of it yet.
They use Morse code
in the first season, man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
and the second.
I'm gonna push spoilers. You down. I'm gonna push you down a flight of stairs.
They did use it in the first season.
It's not a spoiler alert, though. It's not a big deal. It's not gonna ruin it for you. I can't watch it now.
It's gonna be coming up to that point, and then I'm gonna be like, the only way for them to get out is use Morse code. Now I know that thanks to Michael.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not even like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like that.
Mm-hmm.
For real,
it ain't like that yet.
Mm-hmm. For real, it's like that burrito, bro. What?
That's another t-shirt idea. It's going to be burrito bread.
Yeah.
Mm. We're going to make a grilled cheese with burrito bread.
That's the new way to say tortilla.
Speaking of that.
Tortilla.
I may end up cutting this out because it may not be relevant, but I've been watching The Worst Cooks in America. Have you ever seen that? It's on the Food Network channel.
No, but I feel like you or somebody else was telling me about this very recently.
Oh, man. It's awful. I just started watching it. We haven't seen each other since I started watching it, but these people are terrible, but I reminded myself talking about making a grilled cheese out of burritos. This guy was supposed to make a grilled cheese, and what he did was he literally grilled the cheese. He put the cheese on the grill with nothing else on it.
See, I'm torn because I believe there are people that stupid, but since it's a show and everything's staged,
I
don't know, man. Like, there's so much that goes on in that show. It's absolutely hilarious just how bad they are.
Like, there's so many stupid people and just alive right now that I'm certain that somebody in this last week has probably did that just that. Like, they just tried to grill cheese. But I feel like on TV they edit and like, okay, hey, make sure you
that is sure irritating though.
Reality is not real anymore, man. It's all,
it's not reality.
Yeah,
it's all staged by the producers.
Fatality.
That what you're saying though is it really does irritate me though, like how many stupid people are actually like out there. They're the ones that
it's our fault as a society. We protect them.
That's one was I think you may have said it once where you're like, no, it was somebody else. They were talking about, I think it was a comedian. He's like, if your kid is just gonna go wander off the cliff, like let them. We don't need that in the gene pool.
I wouldn't say that because I got a soft spot for kids.
No, what I was thinking when you're talking about cooks.
Yeah.
My girlfriend keeps saying that she's a bad cook.
Right.
Right. But every time she cooks something, it's delicious. Like the first time she cooked, it was like pork chops and mashed potatoes and some peas and stuff like that. And like, it was a lot, and it fed, you know, 8 people.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, why do you keep saying you're a bad cook? And then just a couple of days ago, since I work midnights, I was sleeping during the day.
Yeah.
And she had already cooked dinner, and it wasn't pot pie, but it was like mixed vegetables. And like in a pan, and then she put like biscuit mix on top.
Okay.
And I mean, it was delicious. Like, it was amazing. I ate it until I was stuffed.
What kind of sauce did she put in it?
I'm not
like
sure.
Like a cream of mushroom or something like that?
Probably. And
you know what, though? I think it was Michael who told me this. He said the people who are like the best at the stuff that they do always feel like they're not adequate enough.
Yeah.
And they always feel like they're not good enough.
Mm-hmm. And she said, she's like, I'm sorry. You know, I tried to cook and, you know, it's like, my Ada's like, what are you talking about? It's good.
Yeah. Hey Girl's a really good cook too. Mm-hmm.
What does she make for you that's really good?
Everything.
Every day.
Eggs every morning.
I've never eaten any of her food before.
It's good. It's worth eating.
You know who is a pretty decent cook? Me.
You?
Yeah.
I'm a pretty
good
cook.
Why don't you ever make me anything?
Because you're never over here when I'm eating. Dude, I've been cooking since I was 9.
Dang. I only make microwavable oven-made stuff, or I go out and eat.
I won't do microwavable stuff. I don't like it.
I'm lazy.
It tastes too fake.
Yeah, even reheating pizza, I'll put it in the oven.
Oh, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. If I reheat anything that'll get soggy in the microwave, I put it in the oven instead.
Yep.
Oh, snap. I just realized something.
Oh, here we go.
Remembered something, more or less. I have a whole box of delicious leftover pizza in the passenger seat of my truck as we speak.
What?
I've got both buffalo chicken. I've got bacon chicken ranch.
You better get that in here right now.
Rob, you know how to edit this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, stop it now.
All right.
Going.
Don't get that
Oh, he's actually going to get it.
Yeah, he's actually going to get it. Get out of here. I need
to
talk
off his headphones. All right, we are back from our little lunch break.
It was delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Thanks for bringing that pizza all up in here.
You're welcome.
I actually have the box sitting next to me. I'm going to keep it as a souvenir.
Yeah, it was yummy.
All right, so what were we talking about?
We got hungry.
We're talking about pizza.
Right.
Oh, I guess
so. And we reheated it in the oven.
We did.
Not the microwave.
Oh, man, it was crispy and it was good and wasn't soggy and nasty like the microwave does to it.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to get myself a toaster oven, is that what they're called? Those little ones?
Yeah, actually, I have one.
Yeah.
I have one, and they're so awesome because when you heat up an actual, big oven, I usually, when I reheat stuff like pizza, I put it at 300 degrees and then about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where did you hide your pizza?
It's in a different room.
What? Not in your kitchen?
Right.
You're weird.
I mean, I don't have enough counter space for it. So I only bring it out.
Is it in your bathroom?
Yeah. It's hidden.
It's under
the counter.
I like to eat crap when I take a crap.
Or under the sink. It's under the sink. Keeps me warm when I'm in there. Keeps my feet warm. I just turn it on, put my feet next to it. When you heat up an oven, it takes forever because it's so much bigger. But when you heat up a small toaster oven, it takes just a couple minutes and it's ready to go.
Yeah, those things are nice. Mm. And almost replace a microwave sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like you both kind of remind me of a cartoon character, but I can't place which one.
Are they always talking about food?
Oh, somehow it reminded me of that. Maybe because you got that Just Plain Nonsense t-shirt on, which you can get on the webpage.
I do have a Just Plain Nonsense t-shirt.
The cartoon version of us, but I was thinking, you do kind of look like a cartoon character, but I can't think what cartoon character you look like.
It better not be Elmer Fudd, because I will elbow drop you right here.
No, it's not that one. You kind of have a cartoony look in real life.
Well, while he's thinking about that...
What cartoon character do you think I would look like? Johnny Bravo?
I can see Johnny Bravo. Your chest isn't as big as his because he's very disproportionate.
Yeah, he's got a downward triangle.
You definitely have that creepy vibe too.
Thanks. I choose to accept that as a compliment. Mm-hmm. Ladies love creeps.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying.
I disagree with that.
I get constant compliments on it. You're such a creep.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Well, if you're an attractive guy, the creep thing is kind of like calling somebody a nerd anymore. It's kind of a compliment.
Yeah.
But if you're like an ugly guy, you're looking at these girls and you're trying to talk to them like, you're a creep. It's definitely a put down.
I feel like you just call me attractive.
You're a good looking dude.
Thanks.
No homo. Wait, can I say that? I'm not wearing shoes.
We laid out ground rules last time. Well, we never finished it. We never covered over the air, but there are ground rules to what disqualifies it from being gay and from it actually being a straight comment. And you are sitting down with no boots on.
I've never worn boots in my life.
But you do have a beard. So that will... We'll have to reevaluate this later. I'll get back to you and let you know if that was gay or not.
Okay. I want to hear by the end of the show if it was gay.
Okay. I'll forget.
But. I have a pretty good qualifier for whether it's gay or not.
Hmm.
If he's sexually attracted to other men, that's it right there.
Oh, yeah. That was simple.
That's the only one.
I'm not sexually attracted to other men, only you.
What? Ooh. That would be gay then.
I think that is the specific definition of gay.
I think, you know how like the Catholics do like a certain amount of Hail Marys to atone for certain sins? You need to do a bunch of Hail Michaels. No homos.
No homos.
Like,
Go, you sit there and
go hold, put your boots hold your on. Beads,
no homo. No homo.
I have
homo.
To buy boots first.
Go put boots on. Go to your man cave. And I went 13 no homos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad.
All right.
I can knock that out in a weekend.
I'll set you straight, bro.
See, what the rosary's for is, you know, to say the Hail Marys so they can keep track of how many they've said, right? And then there's a space and then another one and that they actually say the prayer. And then there's another space and they say Hail Marys all the way until they get that space and they can say their prayer, right?
Right.
So what you got to do is you got to get no homo through all the beads until you get to that middle one.
Oh,
and then you can give him a compliment and then you keep saying no homos
with
the beads.
Maybe he needs something manlier than beads, though, to do it with.
No.
Like a link of
beads,
chain. Like
beads would be perfect.
A chain link. No, do a chain link. Just go through the chain links.
You need a rosary, chain. Except the beads are the size of anal beads.
Don't those vary in size, though?
Yeah, I guess
they do. I mean, I'm just asking for
a
friend.
I'm just saying, you got to get some big ones.
Chain link, man. Trust me on this, dude.
Hold on. A chain link?
Or a link of chains.
Okay, I was thinking of like a chain link.
Links of chain.
That's because I have to use my
massive. The bigger the gauge of the chain, the better. Mm-hmm. The more manly, like I said.
And then I got to just slide it down every time.
Boots are a factor. Your beard.
I do have a glorious beard, though.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And flex when you do it. Yeah, so you'll figure it out. You'll unhomo yourself. No offense if you're...
I still haven't figured it out. I don't know. I'm only attracted to women. I haven't unhomed myself. So.
Yeah, anyway, so, all right.
Let's get back on track here.
You looked at your notebook. What does it say?
Oh, well, I was thinking while we were eating pizza, what would be, like, something really weird? What's the weirdest thing you can imagine finding in somebody's home? Like, if you found this in someone's home, this object, it would freak you out.
Tupperwares full of poop.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah. I thought you already set the standard. You can't.
Besides that.
You can't top it, so.
You better top it or it's going to smell.
What about a bunch of, like, taxidermied...
Nope, not weird enough.
No,
not weird enough. What I heard this story, somebody was talking about it at work, about a guy who his brother died and they just left him in the bed. And then like a month later, his mom died and he just left her in the chair.
What?
So he had two dead bodies in his trailer before the police came to figure out what the hell was going on.
Oh, wow.
Well, this is an inmate, right?
No.
What? What?
It's somebody you work with.
No, it was the guys that we work with. I was working day shift and they were talking about it. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what state it was. But
oh, they were talking about a story like that.
Yeah.
He thought it was people that you worked with.
I'm like, wait, he's not my spouse, is he? Something happens to me. We'll get around to that next week.
Uh-huh.
Word got stabbed up.
I guess it was a big thing.
Yeah.
Back in the East Cell house, they were talking about it every morning.
That's weird.
Well, see, I'm trying to think of what I would find, like, what if I went into somebody's house, like, the weirdest thing. Maybe like a
vase full of dead birds. Like they did taxidermy to him. I'm coming back to this taxidermy thing. And just placed them on a vase.
You know so. What? I think you find the taxidermy stuff weird because you were at somebody's house today that probably has taxidermy stuff in their house.
No.
Because they're a hunter and they don't have...
Well, like, maybe they did somewhere. I just didn't notice it. Maybe it's subconsciously eased in my brain and freaked me out and now it's coming out.
Why? I was gonna ask you, like, why are you so hooked on this taxidermy stuff?
I don't know.
Like, does it bother you?
I'm already over it now.
I'm so over it. I don't know. I kind of want to answer this question. I can't think of... Like, I want to think of something weird because that would be weird, but I don't think... I think we can get weirder than that.
Sorry. I'm not sure.
What?
Your technology's...
Hey, there's a button on top of her that looks like a little microphone. Will you push
on
that?
On top of her, huh? I'm not on top of it.
Yeah, it's a her. She identifies as female, okay?
I feel like it's still just a
robot.
You what?
I feel like it's still just a robot.
Shut up, you little music robot.
Actually, I feel like if you got... There's certain items I feel like if you got rid of out of society... It would totally change everything. Like
are you
cell
talking
phones,
about number two pencils and stuff?
Smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
Internet streaming. TV in general.
Dude, don't take my Netflix away.
No, I'm just saying. You know, people don't think because their brains are filled with information all the time. It's not relevant to thought process.
We're consumers, so we want to be fed. We don't want to actually
consume.
We don't want to create anymore.
But it takes away from our time to ponder. So now we just enjoy watching someone else's creativity.
Mm-hmm. I've actually found myself doing that a lot. I'll be watching stuff on YouTube and I'm like, man, I can make stuff like that. I can make videos like that. I can do that. But then I'm like, but then I have to put in the work to do it.
It's and season like, 2 just came out of this. And
it's kind of like those people who watch Let's Plays and stuff online. It's like instead of you putting in the work to play the game, you watch somebody else do it and you still get that satisfaction of completing the game.
Well, usually what happens on those viral YouTube videos is one creative person will make a bunch of money out of it, off of it, and then everybody else will copy it. Mm-hmm. Like that PewDiePie makes these YouTube videos of him playing the game and doing the voiceover, and you know, he makes a lot of money off that. He did a really good job as creative. Now everybody else does it, and it's like, oh, like
it's super saturated.
Yeah.
Well, PewDiePie, I mean, he's like an anomaly. That dude's like, he's foreign for one. He has like a strange, goofy accent.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's a pretty good looking dude. No homo.
You know, after this episode, I'm questioning a lot. I'm going to move my mic back a little bit.
But I'm actually behind you. So when you move it back, you're going to get close to me. Just keep on moving it back.
I got to print this shit out for you. The rules.
Remember, we're going to put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
We're going to have that. It was a chart.
So what's the ratio of switch manly act to do to?
Is it like a pie chart or a flow chart or?
I haven't decided yet. Probably gonna be a line chart.
Yeah.
Or a bar chart.
Mm-hmm.
Or a graph chart.
Is it gonna be like on the bottom? It's gonna be phrases, and on the side, it's gonna be level of homo.
Could be.
Mm. We'll actually put thought into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was on a different podcast. Like a couple back, and he was saying that there was a little chart that we needed to do.
Well, see, I like that we're helping people because, you know, we get these shirts out there and
mm-hmm. people wear them.
And yeah, they can be like, what do I do?
It's right here on my
shirt.
You
know, because it's like if you're homo, whatever, you don't care. But if you're not homo and you don't want to switch from who you are, you want to stay in the non-homo zone. Now you can look at this, you look down your shirt and be like, oh, this is all I got to do. I'm straight again. Boom. I'm going to get this out to the people. I feel like this is something America needs.
It's only gay if you back up.
Oh, it's only gay if you back into it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm staying still. See, the listener doesn't know that I like to move around a lot when I talk.
No, they can hear it.
They can tell you.
Yeah.
Well, they can tell. I don't think I back up that much. I don't think I move around a lot.
Mm-hmm. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little
bit. Sing us a song. Hey, sing us a song.
You're the piano man.
The piano man.
No, that's not the song that I was quoting.
Oh.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
Sing us a song tonight. Yeah, that one.
I don't know the lyrics. That's all I know.
Man.
You disappoint me.
Yeah.
Tool.
Billy Joel would be
You disappoint me. I think you're better off this way. I think you're better off this way.
I never heard this.
Plus, my lyrics think were a lot.
You gotta sing the music too, so we know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like that sound to it.
Is that what a guitar sounds like?
I think Michael's wow, having. I think Michael's having an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Wow, better off this way.
Sounded better.
That wasn't terrible. Make it even less terrible.
Can I pick a different song?
No, you're stuck with this one. Unless you're going to do Hit Me Baby One More Time. That's the only other song you can pick.
Dun,
how about
dun, 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 dun.
I think it's funny that you knew exactly how it sounds like right off the top of your head.
Well, now that I'm getting the Britney Spears songs mixed up in my head.
I must confess.
You're toxic.
I must confess. You're toxic. I believe.
I'm a genie in a... Wait, that's not even...
How about Jesus Take the Wheel by Taylor Swift?
By T-Kitty. Do it by T-Kitty, though.
That's the Taylor Swift I don't like.
You're like, Jesus Take
Wait, the Wheel. Wait, are you sure that's not Taylor Swift? Wait, that's not Taylor Swift.
You're going to do it by Taylor Swift, though.
So but I'm going to imitate a song?
You're going to... I want you to sing Jesus Take the Wheel.
I'm supposed to keep up with all this.
By T-Kitty, mm-hmm. as the Queen of England, doing an impersonation of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, hold on, let me get my head right. What was the song again?
Jesus Take the Wheel. Okay. But by T-Kitty, by the metal version of Taylor Swift.
Oh my god. I'm the queen.
You didn't even get one. You got three words out. I'm the queen. You got to do Arnold Schwarzenegger too.
What was this?
Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus take the wheel.
That's seven.
Okay, I'm the queen. Take the wheel.
You kind of sound like a combination of like Cookie Monster and Grove.
Oh, Cookie. Take the wheel. I'm the queen. Take the wheel. Chopper.
That actually wasn't bad, honestly.
Like that was a lot to process.
I feel like it was bad.
I disagree.
I feel like it's going to sell like 9 CDs in the next 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have more than just 11 words.
That's all I need.
For a whole CD.
This is a lot of power. Cram all that power in a few seconds.
Actually, you know what, though? I don't know. Like, if some of the CDs that you listen to now, there's about 11 words through the whole entire CD. Yeah. They're just repeated over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good, though. I'm impressed. You did a good job.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, that was an inside joke that nobody knows, not even you. It's Carrie Underwood that sings it.
Mm.
How's that make you feel?
I don't know. It doesn't really make me feel anything.
How you thought you knew me.
Do you feel?
But now I have inside jokes that you don't know.
Hey, is it bad to have inside jokes with yourself?
No.
Does that make you just like a lonely person?
No, that,
like
crazy that just makes lady? It inside your head. That's fine.
Yeah. Just like your grocery list. Not a big deal.
Rephrase.
Just like your socks.
Rephrase.
Just like your slippery tit. So hard. Somebody else do this.
You're awful.
Rephrase.
You're excellent.
Rephrase.
You have 4 feet.
I accept. Your turn, Josh. You got to do one.
Rephrase.
Oh.
That's what you meant, right?
You beat you at your own game.
Oh, man. You witty little dude.
Rephrase.
Oh, you sexy little panther.
No homo.
No homo.
Rephrase.
No microwave. Gosh, it's so hard when I don't get to think.
Well, you're right. We don't use a microwave.
We use the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Rephrase.
We use the hot box.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Rephrase. No, you got to say something.
That means what you think it means.
Exactly. Michael's got my back.
Yeah. I got your dog.
You better not have my dog.
I got you, dog.
I got you, dog. Da, 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 da.
First I was alone. I was petrified. No, it's not the
first I was afraid.
A different song.
Yeah, completely. I don't know the music either. I don't know the word. I don't know the music.
Every time I hear that song, I always picture that dog, Frank, from Men in Black's, like with his head out the window.
Yeah, I feel like most songs for me are a remix because I keep mixing them together.
You're like stealing loops from all the different songs. Sing a song that you've mixed up.
Man, I feel like a
tarantula. I think Michael's brain's about to explode. Okay, cool down, buddy. It's cool. Just chill. Take a break. Take a breather.
So much caffeine. Stimulants.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is this still the podcast on dealing with people?
Well, you're dealing with me right now.
Yeah, we're having.
See, what we did here was we forced the listeners
to see what it's like to deal with you.
Yes. To deal with awkward and weird situations.
So
I'm going to deal with
involving
you.
People. Yeah. This was an example. This is all part of my master plan.
Yeah.
It was a social experiment.
Rephrase.
Mm-hmm. It was a box of muffins.
Except.
I have a story. So it's about dealing with some people. So I was doing this podcast one
time.
This
is a drug story?
No.
Okay.
I don't have any drug stories. I was doing this podcast one time and my co-host was like being retarded and he was trying to sing songs. And then we just had to deal with him.
Rephrase now.
We were doing mushrooms and there was this.
He says it involved drugs.
It does now because I didn't rephrase it. There was this box of white truffles that were sitting on top of the bookshelf. That was it. That's the story.
Okay, whatever. Josh isn't talking because he doesn't want me to rephrase him.
It's true.
Rephrase?
I mean, Josh is screaming because he wants me to.
No, I was telling him to rephrase because he said that's true.
Yep.
What is How do you rephrase that's true? That's not true.
No, you don't have to like say, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be a different version of what you said. You just mm-hmm. have to say something completely different. That's why when he said rephrase earlier, I turned it to a box of muffins.
That's homo.
Rephrase. Rephrase that now, mother.
I don't know. I don't like this game.
Me either.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
This game is awesome.
I'm just so bad at it.
I know.
I feel like I'd like this game more if I was more awake.
I don't know, I was thinking maybe some strange things that you could do to people to make them experience strange things.
Can you elaborate?
Like some weird things to do to people to
so instead
become that memory in someone's mind where you totally messed their world up.
Oh, so like you where become...
It was all weird, awkward for them.
You become the poop Tupperware lady?
Yeah, so somewhere in the future, they're talking about you and the
yeah.
on their podcast.
Dealing with people.
Let's make it a goal for each one of us to do one thing that's going to stick in someone's head forever.
I have a couple that I, like stuff that I've read that people say you should do. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, because I mean, there's random things, but they'll forget it. But it's got to be like epic. Like you can't just walk up to somebody and say something weird, like roll up my sleeves for me. You know, it has to be something like.
I mean, dude, I would remember that for the rest of my life. Somebody ever came up to me and was like, roll up my sleeves.
But I want it to be epic. I want them to want to talk about it forever and be like, oh man, this is that Rob guy was the craziest dude.
There's one that I heard one time. It's if you're in the elevator with somebody, kind of like. You have a backpack on, you take it off and you open it up a little bit and you look inside and you're like, you guys have enough air in there, and then close it up and put it back on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that would mess with somebody, but I don't think that's epic enough.
No, yeah. It did to be a whole new
level. It's like, I carrying kittens around. It's weird.
But why would you be talking to kittens?
You're mad a cat person?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You're looking at one.
You are a crazy cat lady.
Well, yeah, that, but I'm a dude.
Oh, that's what I've been missing this whole time.
Did you just assume his gender?
Whoa, Rob.
Rob.
Did you just assume my name?
No, you introduced us.
Yeah, that's what you identified yourself as at the beginning of the podcast. Yeah.
Oh.
I was just calling you by the name that you identified yourself as.
You've got this
serious look on your face, cracking me up.
That was Phil mansplaining right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll mansplain your face into the ground.
Okay.
Fight.
No, I'm staying on the couch. I ain't moving. He can fight himself. That'd be funny to watch.
I'd win.
So one of the reasons that I know a whole bunch about the right and a whole bunch about the left because I've lived kind of in both worlds.
Right.
And, when I was living in Idaho, this is a story about dealing with people. At one point I lived in a 3-bedroom house with 4 lesbians, 3 pit bulls, 5 cats and me. Right. And, every now and then I'd bring somebody home from the bar and, you know, when they'd leave in the morning, they'd have to walk through a house of lesbians.
The walk of shame.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'd give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. They hardly ever give me a thumbs down or whatever. But, one morning, it was a Saturday morning. I didn't realize they were going to have people over. And so there was more than just my 4 roommates. It was like 10 people there.
Oh, wow.
And one of them was a bit larger, right? And the woman walking out of my room was not. Like, she was really thin. And, you know, I'm walking in the kitchen. I'm making myself some oatmeal. And one of my roommates was like, that's a good one, you know? And this large woman looks over at me and goes, big is beautiful. I'm like, that's good to be confident about yourself, you know, like,
right.
And, cause I didn't know what to say. And,
I don't think there is a response to that.
Yeah. And, she's like, do you not think that I'm beautiful? And I'm like, well, the thing is living with lesbians, I don't tell them what they should be attracted to. And I don't tell gay men what they should be attracted to. And I feel like you're trying right now to tell me what I have to be attracted to.
Right.
And she just goes off in this huge rant about, you know, how I wouldn't think that she was good looking unless the media told me that I was supposed to think that Lord. She was good looking all this crazy stuff. And if the media would just say that, you know, big is beautiful more often. And if, you know, I would tell people that, then other people would start to believe it. And,
yeah. And if the doctors would stop saying, you know,
mm-hmm. and like, I was just, I was doing my best to not engage, but like she just.
Yeah, well, there's really no way to stay out of that because they want you to engage. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm just in my own house trying to eat breakfast, please.
If physicians would stop telling people that they need to lose weight mm-hmm. and fat shaming them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what irritates me about that is like, I can't stand when people say that. They're like, big is beautiful. Like, listen, I like thick girls. Like, I want a little bit bigger girl.
Mm-hmm.
However, being a big guy myself, I know that women are not attracted to that. Like, just mm-hmm. straight up, they're not. So that's legit how it is. Like,
there's always the exception.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there are guys who are attracted to big women. But the ones who say that are like the ones who I'm trying to get the point across is like that they don't think they look good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're trying to push that on everybody else. You know how kind of like. I think it's a form of how self-deprecating, like you will make fun of yourself before somebody else has a chance to.
Mm.
So I think that's kind of what that is. They're like, they're trying to push that on you because they know that they're not seen as attractive.
Yeah.
But there are some good looking women out there. They're like the bigger girls. There's some super, super cute, really good looking, but the ones that push that on you are the ones who are just like, you can't handle it's the personality.
And there's people that are attracted to every type of person. But whenever you try to force someone to, you know, view you as beautiful,
right.
When they're entitled to their own taste, you know, rather, you know, the gay guy, the straight guy, the gay girl, the straight girl, you know, everything in between, you know.
The gay question mark, the straight question mark.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, you know, it's considered, you know, you can't tell them what they're allowed to be attracted to. But for some reason now we're coming into an issue where, you know, everybody's so offended by stuff and they... Everyone wants to control everyone's thought process that now they're actually getting more oppressive and they're telling people what they should find beautiful so they don't offend people.
Right.
And you know, everyone's entitled to their taste, you know. If I don't like morbidly obese women, not if I'm attractive, I mean, it's my body to say, you know, what I want to share my body with. I mean, that's pretty much a...
Right. That's why you chose a tiny Filipino woman.
Yeah. That's what I like, you know. I'm sure there's some dude that's like, big is beautiful, you know. But that's his opinion. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful is beautiful.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what size you are.
Yeah. And beautiful is perspective.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's what you're saying. That'd be, how do you deal with that situation when someone's.
You messed that up again.
What'd I do?
You said beautiful is perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think you mean subjective.
No, he meant that.
It's a perspective.
Yeah, it's.
Okay. That was the exact same thing you said last time, something like that. You're like, something is perspective. And I'm like, don't you mean subjective? And you're like, what did I say?
Well, I mean, like, it is one's perspective.
He meant beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but he didn't. He felt cheesy saying it.
I gotcha.
Thanks, Josh.
My apologies.
He didn't want anybody to think he was gay.
Well, I know all the rules. I can
mm-hmm.
I can bring myself back.
He's the one who created all those rules.
Yeah. Driving a car with good gas mileage, is that gay?
It depends on how much you brag about it.
Well, like I said, there's a point system. If you have a certain amount of points, you can get away with a lot more.
Because that's the thing. I don't drive like a hybrid or anything. I just noticed that both of your cars get like 3 miles to the gallon. So,
no, my SUV gets a very good gas mileage.
Yeah,
it's like all close to 40. But my truck, yeah, it sucks. But you know that's several manly points plus my beard plus my height. I lift weights. I mean, that leaves a lot of room for questionable things. Like, so if I was to hop in a Prius, it's all good, man. So to answer your question, it all for the fuel efficiency car depends.
So you know? do you find your big truck is beautiful?
Yeah.
So big is beautiful.
That was my perspective of beautiful was, and the vehicle is big. I think a big truck's a healthy truck.
Are we talking about trucks or women here?
I was actually talking about my truck now.
Mm.
It's got some big, it got a big old set of tires.
Did you ever see
that? I lay on that horn. It's just so horny. Sorry.
Oh,
those puns.
I'm gonna shoot myself.
I had to throw one in there.
I'm going to shoot myself in the face. Yep. At least my puns are good.
you've said like two since we started this series.
Yeah, the whole. Yeah, whatever. But they were good ones. They were good ones.
I like to push out a lot of them. I'm like a pun factory.
You going to keep them in Tupperware too? Yeah,
pun for everyone. poor lady. Sure, he hears this.
Uh-huh.
That's gonna
my
be our,
poop's famous.
That's going to be our go-to joke.
Yeah.
I don't have any more stories about dealing with people.
No.
Yeah, and the moment we put end, all of a sudden, like, three of them are going to come to me
right
off the bat.
Yeah.
And we'll have to go back and interject them.
Interject.
And there was one time I was at the dentist and the guy numbed my face. I remember when that song first came out and it was playing on the radio all the time where it's like, I can't feel my face when I'm with you and I like it. And mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, I was saying that to my dentist as I was going.
did he have you on any of that gas stuff that like makes you loopy?
No, it was the shots.
Oh, so they were making you a little loopy.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, okay. And he's an older guy, so I don't think he got it. Probably listens to some music channel station that's not playing music like that.
So he wasn't feeling it?
Yeah, he wasn't getting my vibe. I'm in there just like gyrating in the chair like, I can't feel my face when I'm with you, dentist. And I like it.
Dentist.
So the day,
what was your dentist's name? Was it Crentist?
I'm not going to say his name over there.
Crentist the dentist?
Yes.
Sorry, that was a joke from The Office. Go ahead.
So the other day, I was supposed to stay over for work, right? Like, we have mandatory overtime, and I had to refuse because
that's always the worst.
I had to take my girlfriend's daughter to the
dentist. Hang on, I need to interrupt your story 1 second.
Yes.
How can you refuse something that's mandatory?
I was supposed to get rid of it because of it.
Oh, okay.
I had to go home because her truck was out and I had to take him to the dentist, right? And when we're leaving, I'm like, hey, I need a work excuse. And the secretary is like, okay, what's your name? And I'm like, nah, Josh Williams. And she says, you know, you mean this, which is my girlfriend's daughter's last name. I'm like, no. And he's like, so you're not the father? I'm like, no. I'm like, well, I can't write that.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm here. I brought them. And she's like, well, I can't write that unless it's for the parent or a relative or, you know, you could just be trying to get out of work.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Huh. Which should be up to my work to decide. But
yeah, that's not for her to decide.
Right. Yeah. So I ask her if she could write a note for my girlfriend. And she's like, yeah, I guess I could do that because she's, the, you know, she's the mother.
Right.
And so she gets out the paper and it was already like the summary of the appointment.
Yeah.
And then in the comments, she writes Ashley and looks at me, mother, brought her daughter.
Oh my gosh.
To the dentist at 9:45 a.m. It's like awesome. Yeah. And so then she hands it over the counter and I reach for it and she pulls it back. I'm like, so my girlfriend has to step around me and take it from her.
Oh my God.
Wow. See, I've met people like that.
Yeah. Somebody's on a power trip.
Oh yeah. And, she's, you know, so I get back to work.
What? Definitely a feminist. Third wave feminist, as we call them.
I get back to work and they're just like, that doesn't have your name or anybody with a matching name on it at all.
Ugh.
You know, and so then it's supposed to go to a review board, but the union rep got it thrown out. So
you were able to get it taken care of?
Mm-hmm.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got to look at her side too, though, because like, she could have been doing it out of spite, but it's possible that she could have had those rules kind of like I did
mm-hmm.
with the 5-hour energy and stuff like that. Yeah. You kind of have to follow those rules, yeah. even if you disagree with
it. I think a lot of it's mm-hmm. the attitude in which something's presented.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
Instead absolutely. Of a more respectful explanation.
If she's just been like, hey, I'm not allowed to do it. It'd been yeah. totally different. Yeah. Been,
right.
You know, sorry. But
she had that little sassy mm-hmm. attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some stories that I have from like working at like McDonald's and stuff like that.
You worked at McDonald's?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was terrible.
I feel like you'd have to do a lot of crazy people working there. There's a high volume of people.
You do. One of my brothers was he was a manager there, and he had people like throw burgers at him just because they didn't put pickles on it or put too many pickles on it. There were people like throwing stuff back through the drive-thru window. There, my brother got to a point where he was like, he was so sick of like the way that people would talk to him. He was up at the counter one time and this old guy, like 60, 70 something years old, came up and he threw his burger down on the counter and he was like complaining about it. And my brother was like, he looked him straight in the eye and he was like, I'm not going to do anything about this until you grow up and act like an adult.
Dang.
That dude lost his mind. That was a pretty fun story.
Yeah. People are like, you work here and you're supposed to serve me. So I'm supposed to down talk you. You mm-hmm. cannot respond back to it in a way that shows self dignity.
Well, the founder of McDonald's is the one that came up with the term, the customer is always right.
And that is so, absolutely not true.
No, not at all.
No. If I owned a business and somebody's disrespecting my employees, I'd mm-hmm. be like, no.
That's actually, mm-hmm. that was a point that I was just going to make. I can't stand when you have a manager who like lets them do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want a manager who's going to go out on a limb for me and be like, you can't talk to my people that way. I want you to get out of my store.
And your employee in turn will work for you better and more respectfully. And you don't want those customers anyway in your, in your store or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just tell them to go through drive thru or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be that hero manager. That'd be cool. Just come out there and be like, no, not my people.
I worked at McDonald's also, and I had a manager. There was a homeless guy that would come in there and ask for food that like just expired. Like, you know how it's in a timer. If it expires, you got to throw it away. Yep. And he'd
every,
go
like,
in there
13 minutes or whatever.
Now he'd go in there and ask for food that just expired all the time.
Right.
And one time he sees the homeless guy coming in, and he goes back to his office, and he comes back out with a job application and hands it to him.
Did he take it?
No, he's like, what's this for? And he's like, well, if you're looking for some cheeseburgers, I mean, if you work here, you get a free one every time you work.
Right.
And he's like, well, I'm a felon. I mean, if I fill that out, you're not even going to hire me. And like, he's like, well, we're hiring, so you might as well put it in an application.
Well, I mean, if you refuse to put in the application and the guy is trying to hand you a job, you can the better person would go, oh, okay, well, I'm a felon, just so you know, and yes, I'll fill this application out.
Well, he didn't want a job, he obviously.
That's my point. Yeah, it's so many people want hands out. Some people want their hands out. No, some people want handouts and they don't want to work for anything. It's just easier to sit and receive. It's sad, and that's look, it projects on society now. Look at it. It's awful. Everything is just now, mine.
Right.
Give me what's mine.
And that's where a lot of people are. I think that's where a lot of people are getting the whole millennial thing. Because like from what I see, I think it's probably 50-50. I haven't actually done the research, but I would say like some of these millennials have like 2 and 3 jobs. Like several of my friends that are around that age, the early 20s, they have 2 or 3 jobs trying to actually just pay their bills.
Right.
But then you've got everybody saying that millennials are entitled, which some of them are, but it's probably the vocal majority.
Right. Or the vocal minority.
Yeah. I messed that up. What I don't get is like, why can't we just like, why is it not okay for everybody to have their own opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I actually, this is okay. So getting back to dealing with people, we were shooting video earlier today and somebody brought in a food item that I don't particularly like. And they asked me if I wanted some, and I said, no, thank you. I don't like this. I'm not a fan of the texture. And immediately I got ridiculed for it. And I was apparently in this type of situation. I'm not allowed to voice my opinion because I might upset one of the guests that are on the show. And I don't understand that line of thinking because, I don't understand why I'm not allowed to have my own opinion. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean that it's bad. Doesn't mean you shouldn't like it. I just don't get it. It really upset me that I was ridiculed for voicing the fact that I didn't like something that somebody chose as a profession.
Yeah. And I get that too. That's why we made the joke earlier. I believe in true equality for all people, and I have a different perspective on how to get there. I don't believe in feminism. I don't, especially modern feminism, third wave, as they call it. Some people nickname it Third Reich. but I don't believe in empowering anybody. I believe that we should, empower a woman for being a woman, or a black man for being a black man, or white power. Any empowerment of one group, I think we should empower us all as individuals and look at what we contribute as people, race, or gender excluded. Right.
And one of the problems that we have is
now we're attacking people for just that. Like,
we attack people for their differences. And if they're not the same as us, then they're different and they're bad. Mm-hmm. But it's the differences that make everything work together. Like, you have strengths that are my weaknesses. Right. So we can work together and we're that much stronger.
Well, like Morgan Freeman said, and I'm paraphrasing
it. You got to do it in his voice, though.
I can't do Morgan Freeman.
You got to. You got to at least try.
Morgan. No, I can't do
it. It wasn't bad. You got to do it. Got to power through.
We'd have to hear some Morgan Freeman.
You power through it.
Morgan. No, that was Hannibal Lecter.
He's not going to say his name.
No, but anyway, he stated, they asked him because he started his career in his later in life. And they said, well, how do you feel starting later in life in your career and being such a successful African-American actor? And he made the comment, I don't consider myself, and I don't want to be known as a successful African-American actor. I want to be known as a successful actor.
Right.
And it's a good point. You know, my ancestors, who knows how long some of them have been here, others, you know, and I don't get called a European or a German-American, you know.
Right.
Why should they be? They've earned the right to be American. Why should they be? It's the separation, whether it be for empowerment or for discrimination.
Right.
Is not healthy for society. I don't believe that. And there's a lot of people of all different backgrounds that agree with me on this, you know, because it's, you know, true equality doesn't recognize the difference.
That's
true. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Regardless of the oppression of what in the past, because we can't agree there was oppression in the past. I would argue there is none now. I would agree there's unfairness for all. And I could argue those points very well, even for white guys in modern society. You know, back and forth, I can argue that there's a lot of imbalances, but the only way to fix that in these communities, especially for the African-American community, the females and whatnot as well, is to focus on uniting together to bring equality without even referencing the differences. Just saying, what's fair in a workplace?
Right.
Okay, you got hired. Well, why'd you get hired with this person? Not because we needed to fill a quota. Let's not assume the corporations are.
I think that quota thing is dumb.
I do too. You know, because like I said, when I said I can give examples for white guys, I have a family member who went to the military, scored very high on the ASVAB, had college background, had a really good resume, went to go in the officer program in the military as commissioned instead of listed. And he got turned away, and his recruiter actually laughed at him and said, sorry, you're white. He got beat out by someone with a much lower score, you know, and it just happened because they had a quota to fill.
They were a different race.
Yeah, right? And you're damaging the quality of something. Because one, if I was an African-American male or female or whatever, I would be insulted that you didn't take me off my intelligence. You know what I mean? I would be insulted. And I think that I don't think this is something against. I think this is for.
That's integrity.
Yes, I think we should focus more on integrity in this society. I knew we'd steer from political stuff on our podcast, but I think this episode was a nice way of getting out and try to be fair.
Right.
And, you know, just show that we love everybody. And that's our stance, is we love everybody. And let's focus on, you know, even if we make fun of people, because we do, we'll make fun of and probably insult most of you at some point in time.
We make fun of and insult each other.
Yeah. But we love you guys, you know, the listeners exactly. And whatnot, no matter who you are and how you walk in your shoes.
Or just bare feet, whatever. Yeah.
Or flip-flops. Or Uggs, whatever.
Uggs. Or Crocs. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
So that's crossing a line. The Crocs are crossing a line.
Yeah, that might be where my prejudice begins.
Speaking of Crocs, I have a question for you, Michael.
Okay, Rob.
Are you ready?
Bring it.
Do you got your itch stick ready?
Oh, no, no, no. Not about the holes.
Do the Crocs give you that issue?
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
I showed that to somebody today.
The listener may not have heard that episode, so they might know what you're referencing.
Right. Well, okay. So we're talking about trypophobia, which is basically, it's not a fear, but it's like it's just have an issue with like groups of holes. I don't understand what
it is. It'll make some people itch. Freak some people out.
It makes some people sick. Makes them like just weirded out.
Just type in the word in Google, look at it, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, look up trypophobia.
It'd rather make you itch and drive you nuts. You can't stand looking at it or it won't bother you at all.
I sent Michael a picture of, a children's like shopping cart toy mm-hmm. shopping basket, and it had little wheels on it and everything, but it had these little groups of holes, and I sent it to him and I was like, does this make you itch? And
what does it for me is the Photoshop pictures of all the thousands of holes in the hands or like the that plant, the lotus flower. God,
yeah,
it's, the lotus flower gets me. I'm itching right now. This is the third episode you've brought this back to me, and now I'm itching.
It's just because it's funny to watch you like just you can't sit still. It just makes you uncomfortable. The plants don't bother me so much, but it's once you put it onto human anatomy that's when it bothers me.
Yeah, me too.
Photoshop, yeah,
it really really messes with me.
Yeah, there's one where, you know, they Photoshop like that plant on somebody's palm, and then they put like maggots inside the holes coming out.
I saw one like that was mm-hmm. animated, and the holes were like pulsating a little bit. And then I saw another one somebody did with a 3D modeling software. Mm-hmm. They took a person's face, and then their pores opened up into the little holes, and you could see inside their body.
I thought we were friends.
Dude, Michael is like losing it right now. His face is red and he can't stand still.
Ugh.
He's like, he's having some trouble and he won't stop scratching. Why does it make you itch?
It just, I can visualize this right now as you're saying it, and it's making the inside of my nose itch and my eyeballs and my hair.
Hey, just think about this. Your nose is little holes in your face.
That doesn't bother me.
Your hair comes out of millions of little holes in your head.
Yeah, a bunch of little follicles everywhere, I know. Well, guys, we've bounced all over the place. This was an episode about dealing with people and such. So we're going to sum it up right now.
Hey, politics are dealing with people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All of the people.
Tiggy. So anyway, that was another episode of Just Plain Nonsense. I'm Mike.
I'm Rob.
And he's...
I don't know my name.
That's Jay Willie. I know it. And we're going to send you away with a nice little smooth jam.
One,
two, three.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Is that how that goes?
I think so.
I don't know. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
You do it closer to the mic so we can hear it. There it is.
Yeah.
Mic check.
You remember that time we heard a helicopter outside and I turned it up really loud so we could hear it, and then I talked into the mic and it blasted both of our ears out?
Yeah.
There you go. That's nice and loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try to refrain from any rap battles with Josh this one.
Why?
I keep having rap battles.
Why would you do such a thing? Maybe we want there to be rap battles.
Rap battles. Well, no, I'm undefeated. Last time, what's his name was in here? I guess we had a rap battle and I crushed him. Did I not?
Yeah, I was pretty bad at.
And I was the whitest one there between us two. He was Mexican. I was like,
I was pretty bad at the do it dropping the. I was pretty bad at beating it.
I can be bad at beating it. Have you had a lot of practice?
I mean, no.
What was that fish video you were watching? What were you doing then?
I was watching it with another dude.
Oh, that's not.
He didn't have to beat himself.
Yeah, that guy took care of it for me.
That's good.
All right, so hopefully you guys don't get super loud because I bumped your volumes up a lot.
I have voice isolation problem.
That's actually, that wasn't bad, but you weren't up on the mic, but you're never up on the mic, so.
No.
No.
Puts up on the mic.
No.
You know, every girl he meets wants to be up on the mic.
Oh. Actually, you know what? I guarantee that's true.
Hey, dude. Boost my ego.
Mm-hmm.
I'll boost something else.
Okay, so.
You just said queso again.
I know. I love it. Love queso.
Queso.
So anyway, other than the latest news that Monica Lewinsky is a time dragon.
My phone changed it.
I got a little bit. And I got a little bit. And I got a little bit. And I got a little bit. Got a little bit. Got a little bit.
Stranger Mysterio.